Joe, you've obviously known Aaron for a long time and have seen the evolution of his career. Going back to, you know, when he first became a starter to now, where has that grown and how has he just kept ascending in those ways each year?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's obviously it's been great being back here, being around him, just being on the field, watching him throw the football, the pure mechanics of the way he throws the ball, the accuracy, the timing, the anticipation, all those things you see. I think one of the things, Rob, probably, you know, in over the course of 6 years being away, I mean, what's that, 7,000 NFL reps or something like that? So he's got, and then that doesn't even count the practice snaps. So I think his, you know, his mind is working so fast, and he has great, great understanding of the game, you know, of defensive tendencies. He made some really nice adjustments out there today. Just, again, being one step ahead of things and putting us in good situations, either from a protection standpoint or a route concept adjustment, those type of things. So, you know, I think that's maybe one of the biggest differences. Not that he wasn't bright back then. He certainly was. But, you know, I just think he's all these repetitions and all this experience, you know, has helped him even process even faster.
How much has he changed how he prepares off the field, how he handles himself, gets ready off the field?
Yeah. Well, he does a great job. He's really been outstanding in the meetings. You know, he on the practice field, he loves even being in the, on the defensive look team. You know, he does a great job there because, you know, obviously this is an important time to get other people some exposure, some of our younger quarterbacks a look at different things. So, you know, from a preparation standpoint, he's been excellent both in the quarterback room and the unit room. He's obviously got a outstanding command of what we're doing, what we want to do. And so I think I like the way he's kind of taking those young quarterbacks under his wing and helped those guys too.
Joe, obviously you weren't here when he had the two collarbone injuries, mm-hmm. but they both were similar plays where he's outside the pocket. Do you have to talk to him at all going forward this year about how to protect himself against those kinds of things at all?
Well, I mean, one of the things that we want to do offensively as a unit is, you know, we want our, you know, one of the big things we've been emphasizing is play speed and decisiveness throughout the run game, the pass game. You know, we'd love to be able to, you know, have our quarterbacks, you know, set on their back foot, go through their progressions and deliver the ball from the pocket on time and rhythm, never get hit. You know, we know that's not a realistic thing that can happen in the game. So, and we certainly don't want to take away, you know, there's, as Mike always talks about, there's really, you know, two phases of every pass play. You know, there's the progression and the, you know, the pocket phase, and then there's the out-of-pocket phase. And we, you know, been beneficiaries of a lot of big plays from Aaron outside the pocket. We don't want to, you know, lose that part of the offense. And, you know, and frankly, it helps us, you know, against the defense because they have to game plan for, you know, him being able to escape, him being able to make some throws outside the pocket. So, yeah, but there's a balance like anything, Rob.
Now that you've worked with DeShone Kizer a while, what do you think of him? And do you share Mike's opinion that there's a real high upside there?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I really like he's very eager. I like even in the first and even in phase one, in that phase where we didn't even get on the field, you like the way he kind of handles himself. I like him in the meeting room. He was in the quarterback room with him a little bit and in the unit room, and he's attentive, he's bright, he's very, very hardworking. So I think so far, you know, in a new system for him, and it's been, what, 5 weeks into it, I guess, I like the development that I've seen, and even just from the way he's attacked it, you know, in terms of, you know, putting in the extra time to learn the adjustments of the offense, not just the primary play, but, you know, maybe the secondary adjustments that go along with a lot of the plays in the system. So, yeah, I think he's off to a really good start.
Kind of got thrown in last year right. as a starter. Can that help a guy? I mean, the prevailing wisdom is, you know, maybe you should sit and watch a while as a young guy, but can he kind of use that to learn?
Yeah, I think, you know, you hope, obviously, you know, you want every rep to count. You know, like we tell the guys here, you know, everything we do that we plan within the time frame that we're allotted in OTAs and phase two and phase one is important and hopefully beneficial to a player. We're not doing things that are not going to help them develop and reach their potential. So I think maybe as he goes down the road, you know, obviously he took some lumps this year, as we all know and as he knows, but I think eventually that is going to benefit him down the road.
You spoke about some of the modifications and adjustments when it comes to footwork that a lot of the young quarterbacks who come through Green Bay talk about. What is the process like of sort of linking up whatever adjustments he needs to make or any young quarterback needs to make with their feet to whatever's going on with the upper body? Is that like hard for young players to link together the changes you guys want to see, you know, on the ground level versus what their arm is doing?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, you almost have to kind of break down, kind of go backwards before you can go forwards, if you want to look at it that way. And I think, you know, Frank Signetti's done a great job, our quarterback coach, and obviously Mike's heavily involved in that position as well. So, and we've got a lot of good film of guys doing it the right way. And so as we've began the process 5 weeks ago in phase one, you know, we spent a lot of time in the classroom, and part of the whole off season has been, you know, marrying up, you know, the pass game, you know, all the routes, all the route combinations, all the footwork, all the depths, all the timing of the receivers. And so it's been a, you know, an exhaustive process for all of us. And so, you know, I think we just kind of took them back to square one. It's not like Deshaun and Tim Boyle and Brett are good athletes. You know, we're just kind of going back to the basics step by step and doing it in a sequential manner.
How much, I know this is still going to be the Packers offense, but obviously you've got a lot of experience elsewhere. How much of that stuff in Miami and Indy do you think you can, you know, put into this offense?
Yeah, well, what we tried to do, Bill, in the offseason, even before the players got here, was, you know, you want to build something that you feel like can take you through the season so you're not always, you know, and we'd love to expose our guys, you know, in the next 3.5 weeks, whatever we have left, to as much as we possibly can, so that when we come back to training camp, you know, they've heard this terminology once already. They're familiar with the concepts, whether it's a run concept, a protection concept, a pass concept. And then, you know, get repetition at it, because you don't want to just run one play one time and not run it again until training camp, you know what I mean? And you only get one look at it against one particular defense. So the more concepts that we can master against a variety of defensive looks, I think the better we're going to be, so that we're certainly going to be game planning when it comes to the season. But, you know, my prior experience here, I think what we did a good job of is we had a core, we had a foundation, we had some things that we, you know, kind of hung our hat on, so to speak, that we were good at, and we were going to run, you know, virtually against just about everybody we played, and you kind of had to stop some of our stuff, you know what I mean? And so we'd love to get to that stage. We've all contributed. We got, as I said when I came here, you know, in my head, you know, whenever it was in early February when we talked, you know, we got a really talented staff, guys with a lot of great background. You know, Haas has been an NFL coordinator. Frank Signetti's been a coordinator. You know, we've got, you know, Camp's been, James Camp has done a great job here for a long time. And, you know, so we've got a really good staff that's brought a lot of great ideas. Can't do it all. You know, we're kind of, that's part of the OTAs too and the training camp. Hey, what do our players do well? What can we get great at? And, you know, hopefully, you know, I hope we have some tendencies where, you know, some teams have to stop certain things because, you know, that means, you know, we're a good football team and we've got an identity, you know, and if we're always reaching and, you know, grabbing for the next, you know, hot item, you know, that's hard to keep, you know, it's hard to function that way all the time.
Joe, Tosh and I talked to James Jones a while back, and I won't read the whole thing because my questions are long enough as they are, but he said what he likes about you so much. He said it's because Joe understands how to get through to Coach McCarthy. You guys have had a long relationship. You're back now. Can you kind of give us a glimpse of how you and Mike work together? You're not a yes man by any means, and I think people in power need people to maybe not be that way. How do you kind of view your role and your relationship with Mike?
Yeah. Yeah, it was, you know, it's a special relationship. I mean, absolutely love working with and for Mike. He provides you an opportunity to, you know, make your mark and coach within your own style, within your own framework. Obviously, he sets the parameters of the program, but, you know, he allows you the freedom to function within those guidelines that he sets forth. And, you know, Mike's got a real creative mind. I think he's an excellent teacher. I think some of those are some of the things that I can bring. And then, you know, I think because he has so much on his plate, you know, sometimes I can kind of drill down to the specifics a little bit more. We might have some great, great ideas. And then as I maybe take it down a little bit and further detail some things out, I can say, hey, Mike, you know what? This is a great idea, but I don't really know that we're going to have the time to rep it. It might not pop up enough that it's worth our, you know, we use that term, what, ROI, you know, return on investment. So I think we've done a good job in the past kind of balancing that, you know, what new creative, innovative things can we do? I think we've done a lot of those things over time. And yet, you know, kind of just also staying focused and staying, you know, true to what we really want to be and what we can be great at. And I think that balance a little bit is, you know, has been productive in the past and, you know, hopefully in the future.
He talked about rebuilding the playbook when you came here. Let's review and be straight. Did those kinds of things happen? How radical was that process? How must it take a lot of time?
Took longer than I thought, let me tell you that, yeah. It was great for me. I mean, you know, football changes. I mean, 6 years, a lot of things change, you know, a lot of positive changes. Some things just terminology-wise that, again, you got to, you know, disassociate yourself from a certain way you thought about something, even though it's not that much different, but it's got a different set of terms applied to it. And then we did go through page by page, every formation, every motion, all the shifts, all the defenses. And, you know, we changed some things that we think will make it, you know, systematically over the long haul, again, better, you know. Sometimes what happens, and we try to be comprehensive in it so that, you know, the thing that I hate as a pet peeve is, you know, Tuesday night you're trying to, in the middle of a season, figure out what are we going to call this formation, you know, oh my God. So now, you know, we got way too many that we can use, but we feel like a system in place where we can virtually line up anybody anywhere. And how much we do that might depend week to week, but we don't have to sit around and, you know, call it, oh, that's Viking right, you know, because we're playing in Minnesota. And then the next week it's, you know, St. Louis left, even though I guess St. Louis doesn't have a team anymore. But anyway, you know what I mean? That part of that doesn't register in my brain. You know, I like to kind of think systematically. And part of it, too, is, you know, selling it to the players that, hey, we've got a great system. And as I said to them in the first meeting that we had on April 16th, you know, if you look at historically what this offense has done in the 12 years Mike's been here, I think it's third in the NFL, if I'm not mistaken. So that's in the top 10% of your business over a long period of time. So they've done a lot of great things here. And, you know, it's been a process of, you know, refining, enhancing, tweaking, as opposed to, yeah, we scrubbed it down. Yes, we did. Yes, we went page by page. But, you know, we're not starting from scratch here. I mean, with these guys, these players in that locker room, you know, they've done some great things.